To another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. We talk movies, TV, and of course have some fun along the way. Right now we usually have a couple co-hosts. We got somebody running behind, so who join us momentarily, but we'll focus on who is here. And who is here is the man, the myth, the legend himself, the head of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
I am transition Mike right now. Trying to move into Mike. The new girlslife.com studios.
That's right. As always, if any buying a house is always delays and whatever, complications and banks want this, and right. Banks want that. I get it. We've all been there. Well, I've been there too. We will join us in a minute. We'll be there and all that. We'll do something a little different for the first 10, 15 minutes as we wait for Chewy as he's, fighting traffic, whatever. We'll use the excuse. Why not? We'll miss the middle of the NBA playoffs. I know, Mike, you're a huge NBA guy.
Yes, I am.
I like the NBA a lot. I mean, I'm more of a football guy, but I appreciate the art that is both. Basketball.
The draft's next week.
Oh my God, the draft is next week. Jesus, so much going on. But we're focused on basketball. But the playoffs is a big thing. Draft is such a crapshoot. Who cares at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So what do you thought? I know you're a Heat fan, particularly. So yes. Let's talk about your Heat, man. Like, well, what's up with these guys? Talk about what the fudge, dude.
Okay, so here's my deal. I think that Hassan Whiteside's going to be gone after this year. They're losing in this round. The 76ers are really good, dude. That three-headed monster of Saric, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid is too good for the Heat to overcome, honestly. But I love Dragic.
They're just more talented. Let's face it.
Yeah. I think the Heat are like, you know, they could go out and get somebody good. If they can move Hassan Whiteside and maybe pick up a superstar, I think they have a lot of promise.
They're well coached, and Spoelstra is one of the best. It's just, I mean, probably I give two, all three, the credit in the world.
Second, third best coach in the league, my opinion.
Oh, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. You know what it is? Philly, just comparing these two teams, Philly's Marvel and Miami's DC.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Still missing a big one. Right now, Philly's got all the young guns and they look good. They're not going to win a title. Let's not get it. Not this year.
But I think this next 3 years is going to be their comeuppance.
Oh, no, yeah. No, yeah. They'll be what the Golden State Warriors are now, potentially.
Did you watch a game last night? Or yesterday, I'm sorry?
I did, unfortunately. That was a horrible game to watch.
Ben Simmons was fantastic.
He was good, but everybody else sucked. And 8,000 turnover. It was bad. It was bad basketball. It was not good basketball.
Dragic played a good game.
He did okay. Wade, old man Wade doing what he can. Okay.
He comes out and he has that's, heat check time. That's all he does, really.
He'll
take a couple shots, make a big shot. Everybody gets excited, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, like I said, he'll give it a one good game every two or three days. That's, I get it. He's 35, 6. I don't know, whatever.
He's
up there. He's up there. He's been around for
great shape, though, for his age.
No, hey, I'm jealous as hell. I mean, shit, I wish I was like that when I was
that
age.
I wish I could shoot like that. Damn.
For real. But, I mean, the Cleveland series is the interesting one. I'm a LeBron hater. It is what it is.
Me too.
So, if he loses, I'll be more happy. I don't think it's going to happen. Even if Cleveland loses tonight, let's assume they lose tonight. Fine. I still don't trust Indiana to close the deal.
Well, I don't trust them. I will tell you this. The team, Indiana, stacked. So, LeBron can't play every position on the floor. And think that, if he's covering Oladipo, that covers that. But, I mean, you got a lot of other good players on that team. That Sabonis, that child of Sabonis, that's a good player.
Oh,
Bogdanovich, very good. Lance Armstrong, very good. They have a team, dude. I mean, they're not crap.
No, they're not crap, but I just... Indiana goes up 3-1. I'm just still not comfortable because it's still LeBron James.
I think what's going to happen is LeBron will just go on Oladipo and, shut Oladipo down.
I hope so. And I don't hope so. I take it back. But I'm
I mean, it's
saying,
going to be a good game regardless.
I think LeBron, he's going to pop off big game. This is a must win. He's going to pop off like 50 points and keep him and just barely keep him afloat.
Didn't he
I
have
don't
like
know if they win the
46
series.
points in game two?
Yeah, and he needed him. He scored the first 16 and what 15 points in 15 minutes, whatever it was. He had something monstrous like that. So
Yeah.
whatever. I mean, we'll see. I mean, there's always surprises. The Pelicans was a huge surprise, man. I'm
Yeah.
like, really a
Sweeping the
sweep?
Blazers. So much for Nurkic's friggin' max deal that he wanted.
Yeah, and Damian Lillard had a little case of the, I don't know, James Hardenitis.
Dame off.
No, the choke from time to time. Chris
Right.
Paul-esque performance, if you will. But I mean, I like the NBA playoffs. I mean, the season is whatever to me. It's whatever. Who cares? But the playoffs are usually more interesting.
The playoffs are a blast.
Well, even the East is not. That's you're right, the West. But and whatever. I mean, East is still got these. Like I like watching Philly's fun.
Yeah.
Even Toronto. They're just players. They're
But what is
LeBron
Ben
James.
Simmons
You
is
got.
like 6'10", right? I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a beast, 6'10". Yeah, you guys are beast too.
Yeah.
He's a stud. If you learn how to shoot, he'd be unstoppable.
Right.
I mean, I don't think he took one 3-pointer all year, not even one attempt.
Right.
He doesn't want to. I get it. He can't shoot, but if he learns how to shoot, oh my God.
Right, but he takes a
Woo.
ball to the rack and holy crap. I mean, you
Don't
can't
know. He
stop him.
posed. Yeah, he actually lost it. That guy's legit. He's going to be the best player in 2 or 3 years. Pass the torch, LeBron to him. I could see that.
And
Durant's
Tyler
getting a little
Johnson
older.
just freaking can't cover
Yeah.
him. The guy's wasting him.
Nobody can cover him. Dude, no.
Yeah.
Well, Winslow did okay. In all fairness, he did okay.
Who?
Winslow, I think game two
Oh,
was
yeah.
covering
Oh,
Simmons. He
no.
did okay.
But the problem is Winslow's, his offensive game
That's what I'm
is kind of
saying. He
sketchy.
just, yeah, he can't score.
Yeah.
Philly runs up and down. And
Yeah, he's a
okay.
dunker. That's all he's.
Yeah, he's
Very
athletic
athletic.
and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but
Yeah.
he's fine. He's
He's
not
a
the
couple of
main
years
issue
away
and
from
all
being a
that.
good player, that's all. You gotta learn how to play.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But either way, let's move on to something. We talked about this in pre-production as we wait for Chewie to come on board. Because we didn't talk about this last time, and we touched on it now, and that's Han Solo. Let's move.
Yes.
Let's get into the movie business here. So, because I
Okay.
know obviously we're huge Star Wars fans. Anybody who hears the show knows you talk about Star Wars. What, a handful of times a year or more?
We fight about Star Wars.
We've had our Star Wars. We talk about Star Wars even more so than Marvel. Marvel releases more movies, for Christ's sake, on a yearly basis. So give me your thoughts. I know I've made my thoughts very clear about my trepidations with Han Solo and the issues with the Lord and Miller getting fired and bringing Vanilla Ron Howard into play and the script and blah, blah, blah. And acting coach for this guy, I'll forget his name, Aaron Hite, is that
Right.
his name? Whatever his name is,
Right.
that plays is playing Solo and all that. I'm on the fence. This
Wait,
last
wait.
trailer,
That wasn't the acting coach brought in to help him with comedy, though?
I thought so. It wasn't really set. So that could have been it. It really could have been it. But I don't know 100% sure. But I'm just saying,
That's what I heard. Anyway,
it's just more
whatever.
stuff. Yeah, it's just more stuff on the plate that's like, okay, it just red flags everywhere. And for me, the last time we saw this was very recently with Justice League. Not that I didn't like Justice League, I did, but it wasn't a great movie per se. It could have been so much better. This one to me smells like
The
vanilla.
same kind of thing.
I don't know if it's gonna be bad. I just don't think it's gonna be really good, I guess,
I
as a
think
Star
we're going
Wars
to get
fan.
like an Apollo 13-esque type of movie where it's pretty good, but it's not, going to blow your socks off.
I know, and that's kind of disappointing though. I'm ready
Right.
for it, but I'm still kind of disappointed. I still want to, I mean, Star Wars, you want these movies to be awesome, right? We
Right.
go in there with expectations because, we're obviously diehard fans for the last 40-plus years of watching this kind of stuff, Star Wars anyway. I don't know,
Right,
man.
but
The trailer was good. The last
Rogue
trailer was good.
One, they did a bunch of changes to Rogue One in the background. I thought it didn't hurt Rogue One at all.
It didn't. Yeah, I'll give you that. It didn't. I mean, and I liked Rogue One a lot. I don't think, and I mentioned this before, this may be out of this new crop of Star Wars movies, this may be the worst out of the lot. Not to say it's a bad thing, not to say it's going to be a bad movie, but I'm saying it just won't be as good as the ones we've seen.
Right.
And let's be honest, none of them have really given us a home run yet. Am I wrong in that? I mean,
I
Force
agree.
Awakens was
Yeah, no, I
good.
agree with
Yeah.
that. That includes
Yeah.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
Yes.
Force Awakens was really, I liked it a lot. It's not a home
But it wasn't a
run,
home
and it
run.
wasn't a home run. And Rogue
Story
One, I
wasn't a
liked it a
home run.
lot. Yeah, Rogue One, I liked it a lot, not a home run. And I know we did Front Jedi. But even though I liked it, it's still not. I know it's not a home run. I get that.
I'm going to tell you
So,
what the difference, like Rogue One to Last Jedi, I ended up liking Kylo Ren more in Last Jedi than I did in Rogue One. Or not Rogue One, sorry, Force Awakens. Force Awakens. Yeah. I like Kylo Ren more.
Yeah, I agree. In the first one, he's more like a little whiny little bitch.
Right.
You know, but now he seems like he's a
defined character.
Yeah, especially towards the second half of the movie.
Right.
I think once, particularly once he kills Snoke, then I think, yeah, you know exactly who he is and what his role is. I think it was one of the few benefits of killing off Snoke was that, okay, now we have the clear-cut baddie here, and it's going to be Kylo Ren.
Exactly.
Right? And then I thought that there really was this relationship with Rey, and they build that up. So that's fine. But let's see. Like I said, I mean, the last year it was cool, though, man. We talked about the Chewie scene, and you know, you said it perfectly. That's what we expected to see out of Chewbacca when he's kicking ass. You know, he picked the guy up, flipped him over his head, and slammed him on his
head. That's how you expect a Wookiee to fight.
Exactly, which is cool. And there was a scene too. I don't know if, where I've heard stories, well, not my stories, rumors that it's just they show like a female Wookiee, like he's saying goodbye to her or something in a quick scene, like that's his wife or
that's good story
or something. That really, that's one thing that intrigues me. I think we're going to get a lot of stuff that we don't normally get to see. We've seen Kashyyyk, obviously, in Sith. Was it Revenge of the Sith? Yeah.
Yoda there, remember? And then Yoda was stuck when Order 66 came through.
Exactly. He was there. But he was flying in
that little pod or whatever the hell it was he was flying.
Yeah.
Like a flying elevator. Right,
that's good. He ended up. Dagobah. There we go. I'm trying to remember where he ended up. Right.
You know what it reminded me of actually was the glass elevator from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yoda was getting on
Kashyyyk. Remember, he gets in that thing.
Oh my god, that's right.
You could hear like. Actually, didn't they play like a? In Ready Player One, they did some Willy Wonka shit in there.
In the trailer, they did.
Yes.
In the trailer, yeah, but not. Did you see that movie yet or not? Speaking of which, did you like it? I didn't get your thoughts on it yet.
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
I think Chewie saw it too. We talked about this.
Well, Chewie did, but not you. I didn't get your thoughts. I don't think he had seen it when he saw it. I asked him what he thought, and he thought he liked it. He thought I overhyped.
I saw it.
Yeah, after it's really good, man. I liked it a lot, dude.
What'd you think of A Quiet Place, by the way?
I love The Quiet Place, man.
That was very good.
Yeah, I love The Quiet Place.
Did you know that frickin' John Kaczynski or whatever the hell his name is?
Krasinski.
Mm-hmm. Krasinski. He directed that movie?
Yeah.
That blew me away.
Yeah. I knew going into it, and I was like, man, I mean, he was really good in it. Good direction in the movie. But it's not his first one, though. He did a couple episodes of The Office, so he's got some experience. And he did like two small movies. I haven't seen them, but they're very small. So it's not his debut. It's not a good.
This is a pretty big movie.
It's his first big movie. Yeah, it was reminiscent of Jordan Peele, similarly.
Sort of.
Coming from comedy mainly, and then doing something. In the horror thriller genre. But it was really good, man. I liked that movie a lot. It's making tons of money, which I'm, it should.
He's doing a Jack Ryan series where he plays Jack Ryan Amazon Prime.
Amazon, right? Yeah. I'm not excited about
that. Looks really good, actually.
I like Krasinski, man. And I think it's hard to see him not as Jim. Anytime I see him, he's Jim.
Giving that look to the camera like...
And it's hard, but when I saw Michael Bay, 13 Hours.
Yes.
And that's when I first saw him, like, okay, because he played a soldier and he wasn't like the quippy guy. Movie. He was actually pretty good.
Pine was in that movie too, right?
Who's that?
Wasn't Chris Pine in that movie? Or am I thinking of...
No, it wasn't Pine.
The guy from Parks and Rex, whatever, the guy that's in...
He was in that guy. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What's his name?
I gotta look it up. We need Pikachu.
It's George. It was George. Oh, George.
Damn it,
miss
George.
You, buddy. That was a good 13 hours. I like that movie.
That was actually surprising, yeah. And for Michael Bay, who I hate, and I know Fabian, I don't know Fabian, he loves that guy. And nobody's perfect. I get it, Fabian. But Michael Bay did. Michael Bay did a good job. Yeah, poor Fabian. We love Fabian.
We need to have Fabian call in, dude. Fabian.
We'll get Fabian one of these days. We'll get him in here. Fabian, you have to listen. Let us know when you're available. We'll get you on the show. It's been a while since we have Fabian on the show.
Yes.
And we won't talk Michael Bay. Michael Bay is that's not on the table. We'll talk. No, that's not happening. You know, I can't do it. By the way, well, let's get to. I just read this right now, Mike, and I'm gonna get your thoughts on this. Right before we jumped on, I found this article. I just messing around, found an article. James Cameron.
Uh-huh.
This guy just doesn't know when to shut the hell up, but whatever. He's an idiot. I literally just read this as you were prepping for the show, so I will read to you now. James Cameron recently commented on the superhero genre once more, saying that he hopes Avengers fatigue sets in soon. Cameron openly criticized the Avengers series when speaking to reporters this weekend, saying that, quote, I'm hoping we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon. Not that I don't love the movies. It's just, come on, guys. There are other stories to tell besides hyper-gonadal, whatever. I'm not sure what that word means.
Gonadal.
Hyper-gonadal males.
It's without big joke. Families.
Okay. Hyper-gonadal males without families doing
right.
Death-defying things for 2 hours and wrecking cities in the process. Your thought on that? I think he's a little off base.
He's way off base.
He's hating. Is he hating?
He's hating because he knows Avatar is gonna freaking be a horrific failure.
I hope not, but I'm not excited. I mean, I still trust James Cameron.
It's not gonna make money, bro.
Away to the recycle.
Hello? I don't know. Look who's joining us.
Yo, what's up?
Sorry, Chewy, my friend.
Live from Houston, our host joining us here. How you
Welcome
doing, big
aboard,
man?
Captain.
Day late and a dollar short, but I'm here.
You're here, dude. How was traffic? I use the excuse you had traffic issues. That's the only thing I can think of. I was on the spot.
Sounds good.
He floated up in his boat.
I guess he was in Chewy. You're not gonna know what we're talking about. Till you hear the beginning of the show, but he was
screening of Jumanji 3 to go to.
Yeah, I'm binging Westworld, catching up for tonight.
Fair enough. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah,
but
Chewy,
he had issues with the Yoda-esque elevator mic getting up here, so that was a problem. Chewy, you get that when you hear the beginning of the show. But anyway, you caught us an interesting conversation because I was telling Mike, I just literally read this as we were prepping for the show,
mm-hmm.
and I'll paraphrase it. Cameron's criticizing the Avengers, and I think he. Focusing on superhero movies in general, but he mentions Avengers, saying that what he has here. I hope people start getting Avenger fatigue pretty soon. It's just he's basically saying it's the same thing over and over again. Blah blah blah. People doing death-defying feats and wrecking.
He's trying to overcome the Terminator fatigue we have.
Well, that's a fair point.
he's producing that fatigue. Shit, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's producing it, but yeah, I heard he's pretty involved from what I hear for whatever it's worth. I think he's prepping us for the soon-to-be Avatar fatigue, which is what me and Mike were just talking about when he jumped on the call. And he needs to get out of here. He said there's room for other stories other than those. And there's tons of stories out there besides the Avengers, right?
Make it just sound like there's a superhero movie every week or something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, dude, calm down. And yeah, they get depressed because the big movies they get marketed. Those are the ones people go see. I get it. I want to go see them. I'm dying to go see it. Yeah, of course you're going to talk about them because it's like, me and Michael talking about basketball before he came on. It's like, you're going to talk about LeBron James because he's the man. Well, he like it or not. When he's not the man anymore, then we'll talk about other players. But right now he is the man.
Right.
But yeah, he's way off base. I read that. I was like, dude, Cameron just can't help him. He was hating on Wonder Woman last year, the stupid, idiotic comments. And I love James Cameron.
How can he say anything bad about Wonder Woman, honestly?
I don't know.
What can anybody say bad about Wonder Woman?
Like
the girl's too hot.
Okay. Wow. Right. What a criticism there. And it's like, you know what? This is a guy who let's not forget here, when Terminator Genisys came out, Genisys, whatever we can call that movie, he's the one that endorsed it to death. He came
Give
on
a
little, yeah, a little feature already came out saying, "Oh, it's fantastic and it's in line with the other one." So you gotta take what it says with a grain of salt here. But I just kind of find that kind of interesting. Okay, he can't help himself. But let's get into it. Now that Chewie's here, we can continue forward here. Of course, we want to start before we get to the good stuff. Let's start with the garbage. And yeah, James Cameron was part of that, I guess. So it kind of leads right into it. A what the fudge segment of the show. Two things real quick. The first one, and I have to mention this because I really hated it.
Chewy.
Chewy.
Killing me with that.
Eggs.
You going potty or something? What the
Sorry, smoking weed? What are you doing here?
But I was in Seattle last week, but no.
Fair enough.
I thought that was Denver. But,
actually, it is Denver. Is it legal in Seattle? That was legal there too?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Driving up the highway, see these, what they call these express cannabis shops.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I was not aware. See, we learned something new in the Romantis podcast. I like that.
I can hardly wait for the studies about early onset COPD and friggin' quote unquote impaired driving in Colorado and Washington.
Well, nothing's really come out yet, but whatever. I mean, that's another topic for another day.
It's God bless him.
Smoke away, make tons of money. I get it. But either way, so what the fudge here? And we'll start with this one because this one really stood out to me because I just can't stand what I'm seeing here. And that's, you guys saw the Jurassic Park trailer.
Yeah.
Number two or whatever. Whatever the last
number two is the correct answer.
It is number two. It is a whole lot of a big juicy piece of number two.
Oh my god, dude! I hated it. I couldn't stop thinking of what was it, Lost World or?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They just recite, repeat, rinse and repeat here. It's like, oh my god, we saw this already, and. I'm watching the trailer. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll like this trailer because the last trailer I didn't like. I think both look like shit. And okay, fine. Maybe this one gives us more story. Maybe it's whatever. And it's the same crap. These guys continue to generate or create another dinosaur. Like, when has that ever worked? That has never worked in four Jurassic Parks. And it's the same that what is the Asian guy that whatever the scientist who's been was in the first one came on last one.
Oh. I don't know the actor, I don't know the character's name.
Yeah, well, whatever. He was part of the one who engineered the process and yada, yada, yada.
Wong.
Yeah. And he created the whatever stupid dinosaur was in the last movie, and here he is doing it again. Dude, that's never worked. Why do they keep doing that? It's like going back to the well. It looks awful, horrible. I'm going to go watch it because it's free, and what the hell? It seems worse for free.
Hey, but, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God. Nah, dude. I found nothing good about it. Nothing. Did anybody see anything good? Is it just me? Is it just me, like, just hating this movie? Am I James Cameron this movie, dude?
No.
Sure. You get tired of Avengers, we don't get tired of Jurassic Park. Okay, Cameron.
Shout out to my buddy Robert, who's a huge Jurassic Park fan. And he's hating on that trailer, too.
He should be hitting the track.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But he loves
it's
the movie.
Awful. Like the last one or the original?
No, he didn't like Jurassic World either, I don't think.
Okay. No, I love the originals.
We got to bring him in sometime. He's a good dude.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, I like the last That last one wasn't a good one. I didn't like the last one. It was okay. It wasn't horrible. You're wrong, but it wasn't good. I mean, whatever. I mean, this was at the same shit. It is terrible. Oh, God. But moving on from that, then when it comes out June 6th or whatever, so we'll see if it's actually bad or not, which I think it's going to be. But this is funny. This came up. I read this article the other day, and I thought of Game of Thrones because I'm rewatching Game of Thrones because my girlfriend, she hasn't seen it, so we're going through it. And we're like, we're about middle of...
better late than never, dude.
Better than never. Hey, she's doing more than George.
Exactly.
George still hasn't watched it, for Christ's sake. But, you know, she jumped on board. We're like, beginning of season six, whatever, so we're close to the end. And I think I read this article, and all I can think about was the bell ringing in the background and what's the face going, shame, shame, shame. Because here we have a Mr. Billy Mitchell. Oh, Billy Mitchell, if you're unfamiliar, was the world record holder in Donkey Kong and other video games. And there was
that guy.
Yeah, a documentary, The King of Kong.
What's that?
King of Kong.
Yeah,
yeah, that came out. It was actually a pretty good documentary.
Yeah, it's a pretty good documentary, man.
A very documentary that came out back in the mid-2000s, whatever that is. And apparently, you know, he was crowned. He's a world record holder, whatever the case is. And then I guess it was discovered that Mr. Mitchell, shame, was cheated in a way. And he is no longer recognized as the record holder in either Pac-Man or King Kong, as initially thought. Because apparently he was using, he wasn't using the real arcade machine, quote unquote. He was using some kind of what do you call those mods? A modified, whatever they call this thing. I think it's mods or whatever the case is, I forget. So he wasn't using the actual arcane. So somebody snitched on him. Emulator, there we go. Emulator. That's what he's using. And not the actual original arcade cabinets, which is quote unquote strictly against the rules. So he's been stripped of his title. The King of Khan is a fraud, a cheat, a shenanigans, Mr. One Mitchell. No longer the King of Khan. What a disgrace. Confess is all I keep thinking in my head. I'm watching because we just happen to be at the same scene where Cersei, of course, you know, there's a famous walk down, whatever you call it, King's Landing, or back to King, the Red right. Keep, or whatever. She's in the walk of shame with the fake nude scene and all that. It's funny because my girlfriend is like, and I said, like, oh my god, she actually walked around naked. That's not her. That's not her. No.
Computer magic.
That's computer magic with some other girl. Is nice. She, yeah, no, it's not. She, I mean, I like. What is her? Hedy? My last name. I forgot her name.
Yeah,
Lena Headley.
There we go. I mean, she's not bad. She's okay. Good looking, but she's a little too old to have that equipment. Kind of just, you know, it should have been a little more sags and the sagging here and there. It was way too perky to be her. Someone of her age. That one. I'm just saying. but let's get on to the good here. We are officially, 5 days?
Yep.
From Infinity Wars.
Well, 7
biggest
for me.
Movie in it.
You got tickets for Saturday?
Sunday.
Ooh. Oh, Sunday. Oh, okay.
Sunday.
Mike, when are you watching?
Don't know yet. Probably Saturday.
Don't be the guy. Even the guy in Kansas told me he's watching it.
No, dude, I'll see it.
Don't be that guy.
Now it's the guy in Bismarck, man.
No, for real. It's gonna be him and James Cameron. We're not gonna see it.
Exactly.
But we have
just 5 days
away.
Bismarcky.
You got what I need. He's just a rat.
Classic 80s rap music. But we are 5 days until the movie pops. Whether you're watching 7 days or whatever. Point is, it gets released finally. We're anticipating
the hype is here. The money.
I'm all in. I've been all in for a while. I can't wait. I haven't watched any of the TV spots. I'm trying to stay spoilerless.
Have you seen some of the tracking opening numbers?
I seen the tracking. And before we get to, well, I'll pose this. And do you guys think it's going past Force Awakens?
I think, man,
it's going to have repeat business, though. And if they don't like the ending, it might get a little...
Are you talking about opening weekend? Or
just opening weekend. Just opening weekend.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant. Okay.
No, long term, it's not beating Force Awakens. This guy has zero chance of that.
Maybe zero chance.
Only zero because, number one.
Zero.
Dude, that movie made 900 domestically, dude, Force Awakens. It's not making 900. Black Panther, which was tremendous, made 600 and change. And that was
right. I forgot. Okay, yeah.
It's not doing it. And besides that, I mean, it's in the summertime. There's too much competition. When Force Awakens came out, it was Christmas. Nothing came out. It was had free reign for like 2 months. So it's different. But opening weekend, you're saying there's a chance.
I think there's definitely a chance.
I at first, no, but not, you know what? Maybe. And I thought that record was unbeatable, to be honest with you. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Force Awakens was an event film, as this is too, but, you know, yeah. It was the one that brought all the
selling tickets for Force Awakens like 6 months before the opening.
In a van. It was just everybody wanted to, I get it. And this may be the same way. I think it's tracking, 235 to 55? Is that what the latest numbers are?
And they keep going up every day. So
there were people that bought advance tickets and died before they could see the movie.
That could be the case. That kind of sucks. knock on wood here.
I mean, whether it does or it doesn't, I mean, it's going to be huge.
I don't think it's going to suck. Yeah.
It's just whether it's going to be awesome. For me, I say, okay. It opens up at 240. 242, 243. That's my guess.
It's pretty good. That's pretty conservative, actually.
I'm not going to be Force. I still don't think it beats Force Awakens. I don't know why. I mean, it's a long movie. It's 2.5 hours, so it's got less showings than Force Awakens. Force Awakens is long, too. Don't get me wrong. By the way, it's hype. We're all excited. I mean, obviously, we're going to do our next show we do when we convene next week. Obviously, it's going to be a spoilerific analysis of the biggest movie of the year, of course. Right. We'll break it down and look forward to, after we see what happens in this movie, what does it mean for the future of the MCU and the follow-up of the Avengers next year.
Pour some 40s for our homies.
I got a thing. No, I want people to die. I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see. I mean, actually, it's my good. It premieres tomorrow in LA, finally. So we're going to start hearing some of the reactions or maybe even reviews, whatever. I'm not sure if there's an embargo or not. But we're going to have some of the reactions, and we're going to see whether we're going to get even more hyped than we already are. I got a feeling they're going to love it, and we're going to get even more hyped. I mean, I told Mike and Chewie, if you think I'm wrong, please tell me. I think it's got zero chance of being bad. Right. Like, zero. This is not.
No, I want to say you're wrong, but just because I like to say you're wrong, but no, I think you're right.
Yeah, that's fair. Mike is
just trying to be a contrarian.
You know,
but I can't be.
No, you can't. No, it's because I mean, like Mike said earlier, people actually meeting. He's like, it's the our worst case is a ground rule double, worst case. Right. Don't get me wrong. We need a home run here. I don't want to see ground rule double either. I'll be disappointed.
No, I think it's going to be a home run. I think
there's less chance of there being a home run than there is of being a strikeout.
Oh no, it's not straight. No, it's I think it's gonna be a home run. I can't wait for it. I'm probably more excited for this, and this might be blasphemous than I was for Star Wars.
Okay.
Wait, say that again.
I think I'm more excited for this than I was for Star Wars.
Which one, Force Awakens or Last Jedi?
Either one.
Really?
Oh wow.
No, yeah. No. Either one. Yeah. I don't know why.
We're pretty fired up for Force Awakens.
Oh, I was jacked. But
for a year.
I don't know. I'll say that. I'll rephrase it. Maybe in this last couple of weeks, as we draw closer.
Dude, we had a pre-show for that just for Force Awakens.
I know, and that was our very first show. Was that? Right. I don't know, man. I just. It is what it is. Like I said, it's just me and whatever. I get it, and I hope it's great. And we'll break it down every little tidbit that we see. And we're going to do a full spoiler, full show dedicated because this is the biggest movie of the year. Biggest movie in the last, you know, obviously that's non-Star Wars movie, if that's fair. But that being said, I'm going to debut a new segment here, and I had you guys do some homework for me. And this segment sometimes will homework, sometimes it won't. But I'm dedicating a little segment, the question of the week, always dedicated to the biggest release, the big release of the upcoming week. So I'm going to devise a question related to that movie in some sense or whoever's in that movie. So this week, since it is the Avengers, obviously, opposed to you guys, I want to know, you guys to give me your own version of Avengers using any movie character that is not superhero related. So which is going to be your personal Avengers team from any character in movie history? Who's defending the Earth here? Domestic threats or galactic threats, I guess. So I'll start with Chewie. Run down. Give me your top. Give me your. Did I say six, right? I said six. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You said six, if you're not mistaken. Yes,
six. We're doing six Avengers, not doing too many. So give me who are your six Avengers, your personal choice.
I was going to start with, I think I posed, I kind of was joking you guys when I said Chewie originally, but then I decided, no, let me stay out of the Star Wars universe and let me go to other properties. So you just want me to give my whole six, or just one of the?
No, give the six, and we'll pick at them.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna go. Oh, let me just name them, and then I'll tell you why. You can ask later why.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go Terminator, Jason Bourne, Harry Potter, Rita Bertaski, Ethan Hunt, and Sherlock Holmes.
Interesting. Not what I was expecting. Not what I was expecting at all. So you have okay. So you have Rita, Harry. Yeah.
So obviously, for Hunt. Those who don't know, from Edge of Tomorrow, and
right, Hunt,
Ethan Hunt from obviously MI6,
obviously, yeah, Mission Impossible,
Terminator, yeah. Because you need muscle, obviously. Okay. Harry Potter, man, you know, little magic goes a long way.
Right, he's like Doctor Strange, right?
And then, yeah, exactly. And obviously Sherlock Holmes, because I mean, you need brains, you need some brains.
Interesting. The Holmes thing comes out of left field for me.
Yeah.
He's the brain, obviously, because he's just an all around badass. So,
right. so who's the leader? Who's the Captain America?
It's gotta be Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if I thought that deeply into which one, but I mean,
It has to be Sherlock Holmes, right?
I don't know, man. I mean,
no. I mean, he's the smartest guy.
Him or Ethan Hunt. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be the smartest guy, right?
That's true. No, you're right. Ethan Hunt does plan this shit to the T.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No. I'll give you that. But I see Hunt.
And you've seen some of those adventures he's been on.
You know what? If Tom Cruise has to save the world, dude, I'm all for it, dude. I'm all in, dude.
Okay, there you go.
Do what you gotta do. Okay, that's an interesting team. You got Jason Bourne. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. That's not bad. Jason Bourne's your Scarlet Witch kind of, not Scarlet Witch, Black Widow. Your Black Widow-esque,
There you go.
That's interesting. Okay, that's the end of Terminator. Okay, interesting. Oh, which you're talking about Terminator 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Whatever, Terminator. Go with the last one.
T-2000, baby. Body.
Don't give us the old Terminator, the Genesis Terminator.
at the end, he got the liquid metal body, so you could say he's probably the baddest one of them all.
I guess I can deal with that. It's interesting.
Look, man, muscle is muscle, and obviously a computer for brains. I mean, come on, you can't go wrong.
Okay, I like that. All right, Mike, the
single and he follows orders to a T. You know, doesn't question it. Go do it. You know, there's no opinions.
He's not going rogue.
Exactly.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay, Mike, what you got?
I went weird with mine. I wanted to do like the Legion of Alternate Superheroes type of thing.
All right.
off the beaten path, guys. So what I did is I picked Felix Leiter from James Bond. You know, the American agent, the CIA agent that was kind of his counterpart.
Oh, Robin Wright?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went short round from the Indiana Jones movie. You know, you call him Dr. Jones.
Okay.
I picked Neville Longbottom from Harry Potter.
Yeah, interesting. Go to Harry Potter world.
Yes. I picked Lando Calrissian.
Lando.
It's the Colt 45 himself. All right.
Yeah. And finally, to add like a female to the team. Well. Okay, so I'm a huge
fan. I'm afraid what you're going to say.
Sorry, man. All right. I picked Katniss from friggin' whatchacallit.
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was just doing kind of a weird one because I knew he was going to come with all the stuff. Oh, and my brains of the operation? Mickey from the Rocky series.
Wow, time going off the beaten path there, Mike. Our world is fucked. Thanos, just giving Infinity Stones in.
Gotta do something unusual, right?
Oh, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. The short round really comes out left field, dude.
Short round's awesome, dude.
maybe short round from Goonies, maybe.
No.
No, Short Round is a character from his character.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of the actor.
Oh, he hasn't done anything in ages. He's Short Round, yeah, it's Goonies, and then I don't know what the hell else he did. Wasn't he in Gremlins? Yeah, irrelevant. Yes. That's interesting.
Hey, I did something different.
I got to resurrect Mikey back from the dead, but that's fine. I went a little more not conventional. I mean, at first I had all like just regular human characters, but I'm like, I gotta put a little fantasy in there, a little all that. So I had to stick with Star Wars, dude. I had to throw Vader in there.
I did Lando, though.
You did Lando. Oh, yeah, you did Lando. So I had a little love for Star Wars. I had the T-1000 instead of the Terminator. I thought he's a better version of Terminator. Personally, plus he's more infiltration and going there and kind of blend in, pick something else.
The only role
like
that guy's ever had, I think.
The only good role he's had. I'll rephrase that, just put that way.
Well, he was at X-Files, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
Like I said, the only good role he's had was a T-1000, for Christ's sake. I had the Predator, some badassery in there. I had Freddy Krueger. I had John Wick. Oh, shit, John Wick. Gotta go John Wick, dude. He's the Black Widow of my team, if you will. And the leader, John McClane, dude.
John McClane, dude.
The everyday man, dude. If anybody can get it done, I trust in John McClane, dude. If he gets to, if he gets to the top of Nakatomi Tower, dude, he can take down Thanos. Dude, he'll find a way. Dude. It'll be some exaggerated way, but he'll do it. Those are the guys. Like I said, initially I had all humans, but I figured, no, let me toss in some guys that can actually fight people in case. But yeah, so that's okay. That's interesting. I like that. I like our thought process and all that. So we'll have some fun with that on a weekly basis. We'll come out whatever big movie is being released that week. I'll come up with a question. We'll kind of have some fun with whatever's coming out, just to kind of deviate from things a little bit. But moving from that, let's get on to some movie Tinder. A lot of small stuff going in and out of here. So first one on bad here. We'll start with Mike. We have here, for those who are old enough to remember this, and Mike, you are old enough to remember this, as are me and Chewie. But in development now, in the production, potentially directing a role, F. Gary Gray, who of course gave us Straight Outta Compton, Friday, and the last Fast and Furious movie. The developing Mask, Paramount is, into a full-fledged movie. Mask, of course, a cartoon back from the 80s. Mike, you may have been too cool for school, but at that time.
Jim Carrey movie?
No. Like, the Mask, the one with the... It's back in the 80s. It came out at the same time as Transformers and G.A. Joe. It kind of got lost in the
middle. Oh, Mask.
Yeah, the Mask, yes.
Yeah.
The little cars.
Kind of Transformers thing.
Yeah, kind of. The toys are freaking cool, so I didn't have any, but I wish I did. So Mask in development, Mike. What are we swiping right here? What we like? What we see a Tinder giving us here?
Yeah. That's not for me, dude.
No?
Shocking.
What a surprise. What?
It's all good, really? Man. I know what it is, at least.
That's fair, Chewie.
I'm glad one of us does, because I have no earthly idea what this cartoon is.
You don't, dude? You don't remember this at all?
Man. No, I don't, man.
I would have to
YouTube it and see, but I don't remember that.
YouTube, I mean, you're not going to like what YouTube, because it's, you know, those 80s cartoons really don't hold up as, you know.
Yeah.
It, even Transformers, I love Transformers with G.I. Joe, but damn, that is pretty bad. You don't remember it at all?
Oh, wow. No, I don't, dude.
I'm going left too, don't get me wrong. I mean, this sounds like another G.I. Joe-esque Transformers disaster. I like Gary Gray. I mean, he did okay. And Fast and Furious is what it is. I mean, it's stupid or whatever. It's fun, and he did a good job in it. But again, he's done other good work and stuff. So I'm okay with that. But left. This reeks of garbage. And what it does is desperation. Second one. I guess DC here. We can never stay away from DC, because they always give us fodder. So they announced and they hired another director for apparently an upcoming movie, Birds of Prey, of course, featuring Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie reprising her role. So Chewie, Birds of Prey, they actually got a female director, which is fine. A new director. She's obviously Asian. She's done maybe one movie, which I haven't seen. Most people haven't. But you hear that, what are we swiping here? WD. Do you believe in DC with this one?
Oh, shit, dude. I mean, I guess right, but I'm not really happy about it.
Why aren't you happy about it?
I don't know what to expect from DC anymore, to be honest with you, man.
That's fair. That's total.
Delays, all changes. Now we're not going to get this. We're not going to get that. Still haven't seen an Aquaman trailer for whatever reason. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. That's coming out this end of winter, right?
Well, in December. But and before we get to Mike, as far as the Aquaman, to address that, you know, James Wan directing it, he did come out and address that. He tweeted out some... people kept asking him, hey, what's the trailer? And he's like, listen, he's not ready for the trailer. He's still working on the movie, and he doesn't want to put up garbage.
Right.
He wants to make sure that the trailer looks good. So, I mean, there's plenty of time. The movie's in December. We're more than 6 months away. Honestly, I'm thinking, okay, if I'm DC, do you really want to put out Aquaman and miss all this Avengers stuff going on?
Yeah, it's true.
You know? I mean, really?
Doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Well, he doesn't have good footage yet.
Which is more worrisome than anything else.
No, he's working on post production.
What's worrisome about it? If it sucks, it sucks.
I mean, I want to be good, but I mean, yeah, I wouldn't release a trailer now. Wait for the smoke to clear. Avengers is done. Okay, let's focus on DC, because right now it's just going to get lost in the shuffle and it's pointless, right? So, Mike, Birds of Prey, man, what are we swiping here?
Well, the last iteration of it was blue, so I'll swipe right.
you're white, so you actually want. Okay, so you actually want to see this,
right? It can't get worse, is what I'm trying to say.
That's fair. I mean, I like that. At least they got a. I like when they get these either get like a badass director, or give us someone brand new, someone fresh. But that's what they're doing here. So I'll apologize for that when I getting the, you know, we talked about a mic earlier, the Ron Howards of the world, which, okay, whatever, great. You know, give us someone new. Maybe it's a Russo situation, you know, with the Russos. I don't know, maybe. So I'll go right, whatever. I mean, you're right.
You never know.
It can only go off. It can only go off from here. You know, right. Here. I mean, so I hope next year. And this guy, not a huge story, but for me, it's a huge right. Not because it's a Terminator story, in relation to the next Terminator story, but they did cast the Terminator, Gabriel Luna, as a Terminator, which I like. Is hey. Some Latino representation, dude. This is what I'm talking about, dude. It's about damn time. Yes, not a superhero movie. We're not there yet, apparently. We're not good enough to be there, apparently. But it's a step forward to equality in the eyes of my Latino brethren here. But it's an interesting choice. I mean, I never... Okay, this guy who I think he did... he was a Ghost Rider.
He was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard he was actually pretty good in it. He was the best part of that show from what I hear. I didn't see it, so I can't speak of it. So, Chewie, hear this. Is this prompt to swipe right here?
I mean, I think I was swiping right beforehand, right? So, I mean, this doesn't change my mind. So, yeah.
I wasn't quite swiping right for the movie itself. I'm just, you know. Well, I was curious. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, I think what I hear, they hired him because I guess this is going to take place in Mexico or something, from what I understand, at least part of the movie. And I guess the other female lead is also Latina.
Okay.
So, okay. Interesting kind of take on that. Mike, you going right or left on this?
Yeah, I'll go right. I don't know though. It's James Cameron's pissed me off. So.
He's only producing it, dude. He's not directing it.
Right, but...
It's too bad, dude. He gave us Deadpool, dude.
Swipe left.
Mike has swayed himself over to the dark side.
That's right.
Typical white man keeping the Latino man down. They just want to throw it out there.
Really, dude?
Typical, dude.
I'm Mr. Latin
man
people, okay?
Keeping us down. Keeping us down.
I am
keeping
Mr. Latin
the man
people.
Down, dude. Just messing with a big guy. We know you got love for the Latino brother.
Dude. I do, man. I'm like a freaking honorary Hispanic here, man.
Slow your roll, dude.
I just had to talk about the cold last night, man.
It's because you end up going to Pollo Tropical and stuff. They don't make you laugh.
I know, man. Because he enjoys yuca frita now. He's like one of us now.
Exactly. It's a little rice.
Really,
little rice and beans, and it's already, you know, woo, yeah.
Tranquilo, Cesar.
He watches Narcos, and he's one of us.
I know, dude.
Calm down.
Tienes dolor en la espalda. Lámame a horror mismo.
Lomo? moving on to another non-Latin subject here. We got director of Atomic Blonde announcing Atomic Blonde 2.
What?
Yeah, so I guess they're moving forward with that. Mike, I thought
lose more money.
Are you swiping left on this?
Me? I like the movie. But they lost money on that movie. They freaking lost their ass on that movie.
Nothing lost that money. It wasn't that expensive, from what I understand. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but the action was really cool. I mean, this guy, he directed
it didn't do well
at
the theater, though. I mean, is anybody going to buy that property? Come on, dude.
Apparently, they're moving forward with it, so I don't know.
Somebody greenlit it because Charlize Theron is in it or some shit like that.
Maybe. I mean, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a total bust, but I mean, at the same time. I mean, as that aside, just look as a film, okay.
It was just
I'm going
okay.
Right here.
I liked it. It was right. Okay. I enjoyed it. But it's not a great movie.
That's not a great movie. Not really wrong. Chewie?
I'm going left, man.
Did you see the first one?
I did. It was okay.
It's okay.
It was a good movie. It was fun.
I don't think it was worthy of a sequel. I mean, geez.
No, I agree with that.
No, yeah, but at the same time, like, you know.
That just because it kind of shows you that Hollywood's out of friggin' material.
Well, obviously. I mean, not a material.
How many remakes?
Nowadays,
dude, I mean. Did you guys see that freaking Lost in Space deal?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's hold off on that.
No, I'm just saying, why?
Why make it?
Right.
Why not?
Well, yeah.
I mean, at this point, I used to be on your side. I'm in the fence, so like, I don't want to see remakes and reboots and yada, yada, yada.
I'm not saying that I don't want to see it. I looked at it for, you know, and I just couldn't get into it. It wasn't that great.
It's everything can be rebooted as long as you do it well. And we'll talk about Lost in Space because that is on the docket when I get to the TV stuff. But I don't blame them for making, you know, sequels. I mean, do whatever you want. As long as you make it good, who gives a shit at the end of the day? Right, I mean, the movie sucks and whatever, but if it's good, then okay, it's not a big deal. Speaking of remake, well, not remakes or reboots, whatever. Ocean's 8 trailer, Chewie, right, left.
I'm afraid to say it wrong. I'll go right. I think it's interesting. I may not see it in the theater. I'll probably Netflix it, but I mean, it looked interesting. The brother of George Clooney's character.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock is playing his sister. You know,
yeah, her sister, whatever. So
she's doing her own team. Blah blah blah. It's Ocean's 11, basically.
It's just more of the same. But I mean, whatever. I mean, no different take.
More of the same crap.
Don't say like Ocean's 11.
It's terrible. You know what, dude? Even the original movies. I mean, come on, not that great.
You like the first one, like with
not saying it. I liked it. It was just okay.
It wasn't deserving of
two friggin' sequels. It's crap. It's okay.
I love the first one. The second one's whatever. And then I kind of like the third one too. It's not amazing. I'm not wrong, but I mean, it's whatever. To watch, it's fine. I don't like this whole idea. It's just like doing nothing new with it. It's just the same shit with chicks. It's like what Ghostbusters did, essentially.
It's like a Caddyshack sequel with Bill Murray's brother. Who cares?
Oh, that was terrible. Ooh, that was really bad. It would have been cool. Just do another Oceans and incorporate some female presentation, representation there. I would have been better off with, but I felt more comfortable with that. And the trailer looked okay. I wasn't impressed, to be honest with you. I didn't laugh once and whatever. It's just another heist movie. Okay. Whatever. Here's one to get excited about.
All right.
The trailer dropped for, get ready for this,
uh-oh,
The Meg, the newest Shark.
Oh, God.
Starring one Jason Statham. Laugh. What are you talking about, dude?
Laugh.
I love it when he gets nonplussed.
Giant shark, dude. That's awesome, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. I wouldn't even see it for free, dude.
But no, it looks so bad, dude. It looks so bad. But it could be a so bad it's a good kind of movie.
Yeah, okay. Sharknado.
Come on, this looks a little better than Sharknado, dude.
No, Sharknado's terrible. Come on, dude.
It's just funny because, I mean, they had Jason Statham, a scientist. Okay. is anybody buying that? I mean, seriously, the Transporter. All of a sudden has his brain.
Right. When he's done inventing this new metal, he gets into a fist fight with you and punches you in the throat. So terrible.
It looks ridiculous. But it looks ridiculous enough to where it might actually be kind of entertaining, I have to be honest. I mean, as long as it doesn't take it so seriously, which I hope it doesn't, because the trailer was kind of totally all over the place. But if it's just kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of like almost like what was that movie, which kind of underrated for being a bad movie, is Piranha. I think the second one. It was just so over the top. It's ridiculous, but it was actually kind of fun. But if it tries to be serious, if this is what's the movie with Deep Blue Sea? If it tries to be like that, it's the one with the famous scene where
Michael Rapaport,
right? LL Cool J.
Was it LL Cool J?
The cook, right? No,
that was LL Cool J. He was a cook. He was a cook. God, terrible. Okay. Terrible. And then Samuel Jackson gets chopped.
He gets chopped in half. Yeah,
it's so ridiculous. but that movie took itself way too seriously. The Meg can't do that. Next trailer. Some TV stuff here. We got the trailer. You guys see the trailer for Glow 2? I'll start with you, Mike, because I know you're a wrestling fan. What do you think, right or left on that?
I'm going way right on that. I love that freaking show.
It was fun. I like the show. I really did. It was a good show. The trailer was funny, dude. They're doing that take on Maniac. You know,
oh, it was hilarious, man.
It was hilarious, right? I mean, Chewie yeah. going to ride out. Someone else.
Oh yeah, I don't think it was a trade. It was just an announcement because it really didn't show us anything. But
let me show. But I mean, it was an announcement.
It was interesting.
Trip, but,
it was a teaser.
But the characters were there and they're doing their you know Maniac video kind of thing. Maybe 80s vibe to it. When and at the end, the director's like, "What the hell's going on?"
Yeah, I know, it's funny.
Mark he's right. awesome. He's so good in the show. But because I forgot about this show, to be honest with you. Like it just wasn't, you know. In the
I'm glad they're doing another one because it was a good show.
It was a good show. It was funny. It was a quick watch. It's 20-minute episodes.
Good comedy.
It really was good comedy. It was funny. It was very smartly written. So I'm really happy about that. And the next one, if you guys heard about this, there was no trailer for it, but they announced it. It's kind of interesting. A TV show called Maniac, coming on Netflix, starring Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Pairing up two kind of big names in a Netflix show. That's not bad. And the premise, it's supposed to be a comedy. For the most part, but it has some based on the pictures that were released, it's in this kind of futuristic science fiction esque kind of world that they're doing. Like I said, there's not much information on it yet, but that's coming out. But true, I start with you just hear comedy, some science fiction, Netflix with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone are the leads here. Does that get you out of bed or no? Are you still sleeping on that?
You know, well, I mean, they were pretty fun. They were both together also in Superbad, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Reuniting. They have some comedic chops. Jonah Hill definitely has the chops.
So, oh, no, Emerson does too. She started doing comedy.
If it's
first.
A comedy, because obviously I haven't heard much. I mean, I saw a photo, but I don't know, I know nothing. Mm-hmm. And if it's a comedy, yeah, it'll get me out of bed in the morning.
So if it's a drama, no? Out of curiosity.
I mean, Jonah Hill.
Or like drama. He's done drama. He was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. He was in a minor piece. I mean,
he had a decent role, and it wasn't a cameo for Christ. He was fine. War Dogs, he was okay. And I'm not saying he's not Emma's. Yes, the one with
War Dogs is pretty good.
Yeah, with Miles Teller. Yeah, he was good in that. It was a decent movie. It wasn't great, but it was a decent movie. And Emma Stone is, and you're right. She started with a comic. She did not super bad. She was in Zombieland too.
Easy A. She was
in
lots of movies.
She's done a lot of stuff. Yeah, she's versatile. So at this guy, I mean, for Netflix to pull this off, Mike, I mean, are we wrong here? Are you going right or left on this one?
I'll try it out. I'm not big on Jonah Hill, honestly. But he's been funny. I mean, he's been a couple of good comedies that I like.
I
like The Wolf of Wall Street. I like War Dogs. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, he's good.
He really doesn't. Actually, I really like Moneyball.
Moneyball. Thank you. That's another one.
Forgot about that, man.
So
Jonah Hill, I think he was friggin' nominated for a best supporting in that movie.
That's what I'm saying. So Jonah Hill's got chops, man. He's funny, but he's done some serious roles in big movies. It's not like, this isn't what was the other one? Oh, I saw this trailer and actually I heard a review on it. I heard it was god awful. And this just popped in my head and I have this on the docket, but the Jim Carrey one. I don't know the name of it.
That
he's a detective or something. Yeah, right? Oh my god, dude. I forget the name. Like the trailer didn't impress me at all. It looked very depressing. And I read a review and it's exactly what I thought. It's very depressing. So but either way, I just interesting that it's another guy with Jonah Hill, I think, is doing better than what Jim Carrey did currently anyway. But let's go on to some TV stuff, man. Let's do this here. And let's jump in because the big release was Lost in Space.
I disagree, but okay.
Yeah.
as far as it being a big release or...
Well, no. I thought Bosch was a bigger release. Bosch was great.
I'm not comparing
Lost in Space is garbage.
Wow. Okay. This is an interesting talk. Okay.
Sorry.
No. I'm just talking about just the size of the release. Lost in Space is a bigger show than Bosch. And in terms of the marketing, the push. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Agreed.
That was Netflix. Yeah, that was Netflix. They're a big release. There's marketed heavily. And you saw, trailers and commercials all over the place. Chewie, did you finish watching it?
No, I'm only halfway through. And I'm through episode 8 of Bosch.
Okay. Bosch, I'm about to start. I haven't started. But I did jump on Lost in Space because we had the kid this week and she go watch the show and all that. So
yeah,
I finished watching it. So Mike, you said no, not even one episode.
I did make it through the first episode. I just couldn't keep
like
my
it?
Interest. Yeah, I just I'm a Piper Perabo fan and she just doesn't do it for me as Dr. Smith.
That's not Piper Perabo.
No, not
that's
Piper Perabo. Posey. Sorry.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey. Sorry, I got my piece back.
No, but... and I like her a lot. I do like her.
She's good at that. I mean, I think she's a funny actress. It just didn't work for me.
You think it was a bad show? Or just, you just, it is not.
I just think the show's not good.
Ah, okay, interesting. Chewy, you different on that?
Complete 180. I actually enjoy it. I mean, there's one thing I don't like about it, and trying to force feed, make it a family show where it doesn't have to be. You know.
Yes.
But. Agreed. I didn't realize it was PG, rigid PD, PG or whatever rating was.
Yeah,
that was the intent, and obviously, you know, it was done on purpose. But aside from that fact, which I was like, no, just let it be. Let the show go where it needs to go, you know, whatever rating needs to be.
I mean, at its core essence, this is a show about family, and I get it, which is why I started watching it, you know, with my girlfriend's daughter, because I figured, okay, she can watch this show, you know, it's kid friendly, whatever the case is, and it is exactly what I thought it was. Yeah.
But aside from that, I actually, you know, obviously I've through 5 episodes, and so I'm enjoying it, man.
It's good. Is it
Game of Thrones? No, obviously not. It's a family show, you know, so you got to temper your expectations a little bit with that in mind.
So now just have to like whatever. I have to like something just because it's, you know, for families.
I like a series of unfortunate events.
It doesn't have to be anything. It's a kids' show. That's a great show.
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah, but that's different material, man. You're comparing apples.
I mean, I liked it. I seen the whole thing, obviously, and I think it was good. It was a really good show. Yeah. Of course, with Netflix, I mean, production is spot on. I mean, the production is great. They pump money in these shows, and it looks great.
Oh yeah.
CGI is fantastic. That robot, it looks cool shit. It looks really good. You know, the cinematography, the scenes, all are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Great looking show. And overall, it's good. You know, I think, oh my God, it wasn't. I do. You can watch it right now. But, you know, it's a good show.
It's got some interesting thematics and some interesting characters. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of flaws. Yeah.
Kids are good.
Yeah.
The kids are really good.
Great, man. Yeah.
Yeah. The kids are really good in it. It's interesting. It's a good different take because Lost in Space is cheesy as hell. And the movie that came out.
The iteration was nothing but. Cheese.
Exactly. And then the movie
was terrible.
Awful with LeBlanc, Matt LeBlanc coming out his friend.
And it's got William Hurt and Gary Oldman.
Yeah. No, it's got a great cast. I mean,
and it was just terrible.
Yeah, Gary Oldman as freaking Dr. Smith.
Yeah, it was straight up garbage. It was way too campy for his own good. And I'm glad the show took away that campiness out of it, right?
Yeah.
You don't get that vibe at all. It really did. It took a different take because it's just the family that's lost. It's the whole colony of people who are lost.
Mm-hmm. Which the whole expedition,
Exactly, which is kind of cool. You know, the whole take, as there's no, that the little robot, the way, you know, it's not the robot that they've always had in their possession. It's a robot that he finds, an alien species or whatever you want to call it. That was cool and different. So they give a different take on that. The Dr. Smith take is completely different, you know, which I like.
I mean, I like, and obviously I went through 5 episodes, but I like how they're kind of giving all the backstory through a series of I guess semi flashbacks, but they're interlacing them within the episode. So you're not getting all at once, you're getting a piece and then a piece and a piece. And with her, I think her starting like episode three, like the very beginning, and then our subsequent episodes, you know, filling in on the ship and in other places. I'm like, oh man, it's a character you want to hate.
Oh, no, it is. And that's what my friend at work was talking about. He's like, man, I hate her. I say, and that's a good
thing. I know.
That's a good thing. When you really hate them, like, you just despise the villain. Okay, the job did its show.
You do despise her, man. She's just like.
Oh, man, she gets worse, dude. Yeah, she gets worse.
She gets worse? Oh, yeah. I mean, she started off pretty bad.
No, it's worse. It's worse. Which, again, for a family show, those who got families out there, it's like a really cool show to watch. You know, because most of the shows on Netflix are, the good ones are more mature, other channels. So it's nice to see refreshing a show of family. I get it. It's fine. It's good to watch with the kids, and it's enjoy. It's good. A little bit
for blood, at the end of the day. No language. Okay, fine.
Exactly. Good science fiction. Sure. Yeah, and it's not dumbed down, and the kids are really good and they're great. So, you know, it's a little bit for everybody. So as a show, I definitely recommend. A little bit above filler category.
And it's kind of interesting because, like, with critics, it's pretty even split between like and hating it, man. I mean, I was like, wow. You know, there's no consensus one way or the other. You like it or you don't. I mean, there's no middle ground here.
It's either us or if you look at us, it's the same thing, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Well, two for one, yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, but no, for the most part, yeah. I get it. I mean, like I said, I'm not...
Maybe if I had a like kid it. To watch with it, maybe I'd be more interested maybe, in it, but I just my kids are all old, so...
And that's fair. And like I said, it's not a kid's show. It's not. It's just a family-friendly show. So
yes, that's what there's a difference.
There's a huge difference.
There is a huge difference.
Yeah, and this is a family-friendly show that you can... Yeah, if you got kids, it's a good show to watch with them. You get kids, you know, so you know what I'm talking about.
No, and actually, with the sad part, he was not interested. He watched two episodes, really? And he's like, no thanks.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, smart kid.
I thought we could watch it together. And like,
he's more of the man beast ilk,
the man beast, yeah. So I'm like, okay, be like the man beast. I'll watch it. Okay.
You can have your son come hang out with me.
The apple fell clearly far from the tree in that one.
There you go.
Exactly, dude.
He's
exactly.
got great taste.
Thanks, Morin. What a great kid. Genius, man. Goddamn genius, Gump. So, moving on. And I know Bosch, and I haven't seen it, so I'll wait to talk about it next week or something.
Okay.
But was anything else there's a couple things I want to touch on, but as far as that the been released recently, I know Chewy, you're the big TV guy here. Any recommendations that you've seen new or whatever?
Are you at with Krypton, dude?
Episode 4 or okay. 5? I think 4. Yeah. It's getting better. I mean, like I said, it started off the first episode a little bit too much setup, but I think it's gotten better. I think this last episode was I don't want to spoil it, but I think it's getting better and better with the introduction of the true villain now and some good development with Seg-El, I guess is what he's called.
Yeah, I haven't seen the show, so I can. Mike, you
it's seen good, them? Man. It's good.
I've seen one or four episodes. It's all right. I know Chewy gets ahead of me, so I just was seeing if I wanted to keep going.
I'm not trying to throw anything because I don't want to ruin it for you because you're not caught up. So
I know, Mike, it's a resounding yes on this, but Chewy, is it better than Lost in Space?
Is it better than Lost in Space? You know?
Okay. I think that says it all.
Yeah. That's a tough question because, I mean, I like them both, but what do I like more? Wow. I'm not sure.
Okay. Mike's shaking his head like, this guy's a fucking... What's this kid? Let's get a little Richard on here. Let's get a little Chewy on the show.
I enjoy both of them, man, so I don't know.
I know. I just mess it.
You know, it's hard to say because until you finish it, you can't say, oh, yeah, it was better. You got to see what the payoff is, right?
Chewy's the Michael Dukakis of this podcast.
Oh, God, please. Brother, please.
Pick a side, man. Pick a side, dude. Come on. And what else besides Krypton? Anything else you guys have seen or anything? I haven't seen much. I haven't had a chance, to be honest with you. I'm a little out of the loop with that stuff.
I did see stuff that I finished. Let me say, I'll say I saw, I think, Troy. I think it was like a short series, 8 episodes.
Yeah, Troy, it's Fall on of the Netflix.
City. Yeah, on Netflix. So I guess that kind of, I don't know if it's retelling or just, you know, a little bit different perspective on Helen and Troy. It was pretty good, actually. I mean, way better than the movie, if you remember that movie.
That movie's garbage.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not saying much.
That's
awful. But
yeah,
This one was interesting because it's not focusing on the battles or anything. It's focusing on the people and the characters and the choices. And so it was pretty interesting. And you know, it's got a little bit of elements of the gods, but it's not heavy on that part. It's more on the two cities and the people and stuff. So I actually enjoyed it. I went to watch my wife, and she enjoyed it.
So it's like kind of Rome-ish.
Like
a mix between Spartacus. Rome and Spartacus.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so I kept seeing it, just like out. I said.
I know my brother's gonna have issues because he wants to see the battles, you know, that's what he wants to see. I know you do.
When you do like the swords and sandals kind of shows, you gotta bring it. That's how I feel about
Well,
it.
I mean it's a little Long light good. It's a little Long light in that area. And yeah. Because that's not the folk, I mean, you know, that's
it's
not
more
what the show
political.
Is. Yeah, so they're not trying to say, but it's not trying to, you know, be like Game of Thrones, destroy big ass battles and shit, you know, make it spectacular. It's not. It's the decisions and the deals going on behind the scenes, but it still follows through to the original source material. So you're not gonna get shocked like, oh, they did this, they did that, but they did it a little bit differently.
Yeah,
that's right. Actually, speaking of big battles, I read this the other day, and I guess they finished shooting. This is Game of Thrones. I guess. A big battle, the big battle, I'm not sure, they didn't specify, but well, they finished doing one of the battle scenes, and it took them, this is the longest shoot they've ever had.
Yeah, 55 days.
55-day shoot.
Yeah. I think that is the battle, dude.
I'm gonna assume so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I would venture to guess that. I guess. Yeah. But we know what the big battle, quote unquote, is. Whether it's with Golden Army or whatever, or the White Walkers. But either way, but 55 days, dude. That's a tremendous amount of time. And that's not even post-production.
Shitloads of money.
Oh my God, boatloads. And like I said, that's not post-production. That's just the straight-up shooting for the printer photography.
That shit's going to cost.
That's huge. That kind of got me excited. I was like, damn, that's what I'm talking about. If you can do it, just bring it. You got to end this off great. I assume it's the big battle with the White Walkers, I guess, or whatever the case is. I mean, yeah. I mean, how many big battles are going to have on the show where everyone's going to go down, except for Sansa when the smoke clears?
Cersei.
Cersei is going down. Get out of here. She'll be dead before the big battle happens, bro. I got a feeling.
You think like a zombie beating the crap out of Cersei with Jaime Lannister's hand?
There you go. Bam! I found it. But the other stuff you got to watch. You got to watch The Terror on AMC, dude. That's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, I know you mentioned to me. Like I said, I've just been behind. I just haven't got a chance.
But you're going to be behind because I know you're not going to watch until it's over, so. But,
well, that's true. Also, listeners, it's still going on.
It's really, really good show, man. It's got enough of a horror element to it, which I think you definitely enjoy. Add enough thriller pieces to it and suspense that it's really, really good. Now, obviously, you can read up on the story and what actually happened, but this is definitely based on a book that was written, and it's pretty good show for AMC.
No, AMC usually does pretty well. I mean, that's one that's on my list. I'll probably be watching that. Yeah, probably wait till it's over and just binge it all. It's just easier to binge at this point.
Probably, yeah. Legion. I know you probably haven't started Legion yet. So
I haven't started. Is that good? Criminal. I heard the first episode wasn't good. That's what I heard.
What? Whoever said it is not good, they are tripping, dude.
That's all I heard.
They don't get it.
Maybe I'm not agreeing, disagreeing with it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Mike, have you started it? Say something, dude.
It's on my DVR.
Oh, my God.
I'm in the middle of a bunch of crap right now.
That's true.
Whoever told you that must have voted for Ninja Turtles. Okay, that's all I can say.
That very well could be the case.
Why don't you come? by the way, Chewie, I know you agree with this. Why doesn't Jose come clean about who that is? I need to know.
He's trying to protect the integrity of where he does future.
Of course. Because I don't want to toss anybody.
He doesn't want to say, this information is going to get out. You know, you got to protect your sources, dude.
Because then they're not going to do any more lists and control.
Exactly.
I think he's working for the Washington Post.
I'm just saying, dude, I don't want to throw them under the bus when they're not here to defend themselves at the end of the day. Right?
Well, that's easy. Open invitation.
It's easy to do it with George. It's easy to do it with George. But I remember, and it was two of them. It wasn't just one. Just for the record, it was two.
I know. Neither one was man enough or woman enough to step up.
It's just that I was like, you know what? It's not my place to throw them out there if they don't want to go in there. You know what I mean? I could lean into water, man. But
you know who you are.
You know who you are.
I mean, one of us knows who they are.
I know who they are. Yeah, and just because they gave me an answers like that, I want to keep using a future list because I just want to see what else they come with. You know what I mean? And I don't want to lose
Contrive controversy.
What the hell? You never know. I mean, I like people go a little off the cuff. There's nothing wrong with that. People like what they like. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But of course, the last thing we'll touch on real quick, run a little long on time, is tonight is the beginning of Westworld 2.
Yes, sir.
If you will. I think, Chewie, you said you're catching up on your Westworld. Am I wrong on that?
Chewie's going to watch tonight. He always watches.
Kind of refreshes himself. I won't see last episode. I'll probably watch it tomorrow. I don't think I'll watch it tonight, but I'm going to watch it, obviously. I won't wait to binge on that. I'll probably just watch it straight up so we can talk about it. Because that's one of the big shows.
Yes.
A few shows I'll watch. This side of Game of Thrones on a weekly basis, and that's one of them. I'm excited, man. I can't wait for this, dude. Really, really cool. I hope they don't jump the shark. So I think it kind of concerns me a little bit.
No, I'm hearing all good things. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm not Avengers level excited, but I'm very excited. Mike, you're watching it tonight, or?
Probably tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I just have a lot of crap going on.
Oh, oh, but by the way, I got HBO back on my plan, so FYI.
Oh, that's what I assumed.
It's not for you, Big Mike. It's for my brother here.
I don't need this, dude.
And he's saying.
Well, it's a good trade-off. I get HBO, he gets Netflix. Everybody wins.
Exactly, exactly. Habeas corpus, dude.
I think two wins more. HBO gives me like one show a year, two, and Netflix gives you a bunch. So he's actually got the better end of the deal than I do.
But yeah, it costs about the same per month, so I don't want to hear it.
It's fair, dude.
Hey, before we end up, there's two other things. Mm-hmm. New shows that I'm gonna start catching. Money Heist, I think it's a Spanish show on Netflix.
That's Casa de Papel.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it.
They just repackaged it.
Oh, whatever. Okay, I didn't know that. Well, I don't know. I see it on Netflix. I see it's recommended. Okay, let me check it out. Because I did watch Ministerio del Tiempo.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Good thriller. It was a good thriller for me, at least. Yeah. Episodes are a little long on the tooth, to be honest with you. They can do a little bit better.
Dude, did you watch it in Spanish?
Of course, man.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to watch it. I know Spanish. Hello.
So do I.
I'm not an honorary Latino.
That's true, Mike. Mike probably had that. He had someone to transcribe the script.
No, dude. I don't need that.
He put the Spanish subtitles so I can read it.
What is this,
I
man?
Was a, look, dude.
He I was the one that was as he's eating
beefing
his
on
oil.
Friggin' narcos for using a Colombian guy to be a Chilean. Come on, man.
Anyway. Enough of Casa Papel. So I'm going to start watching that. And another one I'm hearing good things, and because we talked about, we like BBC America, BBC shows, Killing Eve, I think, came out on the last few weeks. I haven't seen it, started seeing it. I think there's two episodes in, but everything I'm reading, all the reviews, everything on Rotten Tomatoes says it's an excellent show.
Oh, what channel? I'm sorry, I missed that.
BBC America.
Oh, okay. Do you have that? is that your cable plan?
Yes. Yes, we do, brother.
Okay.
So it's a kind of like a spy thriller type show.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for another spy thriller show just yet because of Counterpart. Like, I'm going to take a break.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, I'll watch it. I'll let you know.
I mean, watch it. Let me know how it is. If it's I want to see if it's beyond filler. I don't want to see filler. I want to see, you know.
No. I don't recommend filler for you or ever, man. So.
I mean, they could be good shows like filler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, you haven't started watching The Expanse. I'd rather you start watching The Expanse at some point before the series ends, but, you know, whatever.
Unless it's Eve.
It's on Amazon Prime. The same. It's on Amazon Prime.
I know. I do have that. But either way, so let's wrap it up here. Next week, of course, we're back. Avengers. Let's do this. It's just going to be Mike's watching it this weekend because anyone's not watching is James Cameron. Even the guy Kansas is watching it, so we'll be all good. We'll give everyone a chance over the weekend to catch it, at least most of you guys to catch it over the weekend. And we're going to break it down big time next week. Probably Monday,
that guy
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Watches it, so.
Maybe Bizon watches it. Let's see. Actually, you know what, Fabian, y'all, this, as we talked about you earlier, if you see it this weekend, let us know. We'll have you on next week to talk about it. So we're going to get a fourth opinion. I know Fabian's not a huge comic book guy, so I kind of want to get his opinion if he's watching this weekend.
No, that would be a good opinion to have.
Yeah. So Fabian out there, you know, let us know on all
that. Did you say another good opinion to have or just another opinion to have?
Another good opinion to have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're putting a cart in front of the horse, but okay.
Well, I mean, never mind. Sure. I don't get the picture.
Chewie's chippy today.
I've
defended you twice today, Chewie.
You can defend me all you want, man. I'm not saying you, dude. I'm just saying you're putting Fabian's opinion on a pretty high pedestal, and I've seen some questionable calls on his part.
You know, again, Mike is the contrarian, so I'm not saying all of Fabian's, his likes are up there in our taste, if you will.
I mean, for all we know, he could be one of the culprits. Okay.
I'm not. Trust me. I sent you my list anyway.
Yes. It's not obviously you guys, but if Fabian, if he put it on there, if he's man enough to admit it, if he has on his list, then hey, he's welcome to do that. You know.
And it's a lot. Nice. That's a lot.
I don't know. I don't know.
That sounds like something there.
No, I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying it all. But I'm saying if he happens to do it.
I smell smoke.
I won't speak on his behalf.
Quack, quack.
But either way, so real quickly, this end it here. Mike, any shout-outs real quick?
Just want to say hey to Robert. my buddy from work, and also to Dennis Baratheon, who's back from the dead, I guess. I haven't talked to him in a while, and all of a sudden, I don't know where he's been talking to me. So, good on you, pal.
Oh, there you go. Apparently, he was dead, and a red witch
fell off the side of the earth.
Yeah. He got Jon Snow back to life.
That's right.
Chewie, what do you got?
Shout out to Wife and Kid, as always. Also, a couple of guys who I met last week or connected again last week at the meeting. So, they mentioned that they were fans of our page. And so, it's obviously told them to listen to the podcast, let you know what you think. And looking forward to Sunday, week from today, man. Let's see who dies.
Yep. Let's do this. Super excited, spoilerific, spectacular Avengers next week. Thanks, guys, for your listeners. Don't forget to comment on our Facebook page, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Started up again. Kill the class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. To find your way.